With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy to be joined now by another Division III powerhouse in boys hockey, Essex Tech's coach, Mark Leonard. And coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on an amazing season.
Yeah, thanks, pal. It's been a great season, and I appreciate you having me on again.
Oh, goodness gracious. It's so much fun to promote these kids, listen to them, and some of the big guys you have on your team. Just looking at your stats, Mark, one thing that jumps off the page, 107 goals scored and only 31 allowed. And, man, as a hockey coach, you look at that and you got to say, hey, the heck with analytics. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate. We have a lot of kids that can score, and, you know, and that includes our defensemen. And it's not just one or two kids scoring, it's spread out. I mean, we have 11 kids with over 10 points. So it's nice to get scoring from all over. And then, you know, we're pretty good on the back end too with Kyle Mahan and net and some strong D. Only giving up 31 goals is pretty good. I'm more happy about that than scoring the goals, to be honest.
As most coaches are, and your defense is scoring too, as well as you know, everybody coming back. Mark, I have to tell you, I read Phil Stacey's column on you and the other coaches whose offspring play, and you're coaching your own sons and daughters and so on. And I thought it was a spectacular article, and I think that I'm not sure people understand what it's like for someone who is as competitive as a coach is to have his own son or daughter on a team. And I thought that Phil brought it out beautifully with you and Gino, and I figured who else was there, but just a fabulous article.
Yeah, it was. Phil always does a great job, and you know, it's not easy. You know, it's not always easy to be coaching your son. It's not easy for him. It's not easy for me. Fortunately, you know, my son has really proven himself as a player. So I think that makes it a lot easier for me and for him. You know, I think at the beginning last year as a freshman, you know, people probably said, oh, he's just playing because he's Leonard's kid. But,
yep.
You know, by the end of the year, he had 12 goals and, you know, as a freshman, which is pretty impressive. And then this year we backed it up. You know, he's got 40 points this year, 18 goals. So he's playing well. And the special thing is Gino and I and his son Derek, we've coached together since squirts, basically, you know, on with my Coyotes team and Peabody, and he's a great guy, and it's really special for both of us to be able to, you know, to see our kids growing up and to be able to coach them at this level.
Yeah, and I think it was it Christian Hansen?
Was the other one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. You know, here on the North Shore, we're so lucky to have all you guys do that, and the kids, they comport themselves well. They're a credit to their schools and their communities. But I got to ask you, Mark. I'm sure you know Mark Betancourt.
And, yeah, I know him well.
Okay. Yep. And he's got not only sons and daughters, but nephews and nieces and what all, everybody else who plays. I mean, the Betancourt, it should be renamed Betancourt High School, for God's sakes, in sports.
Yeah, no kidding. I know. They got a very large family.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's get back to business here. Coach, the last couple of games have been interesting as the regular season winds down, and we're waiting for the seedings to stand out. I got to bring you back, or you bring me back, to the game at Songas Arena, because, first of all, it's a fabulous place for high school kids to play.
Yeah, it's a great venue, and, you know, it's big, and the kids get excited to play there, and it was a terrific game. I mean, Lowell Catholic is much better than their record. They play a very sound game. They're tough defensively, and their goalie is honestly one of the best goalies in Massachusetts. He's a freshman. He's tremendous, and we outshot him big time, but found ourselves down 1-0 with a minute left, and, you know, we pulled the goalie, and we were fortunate enough that Logan Casey tied it up with about 35 seconds left, and then we had a few chances in overtime, just couldn't score, but we got the tie, and it was very exciting. It felt like a win, even though it was a tie, and that enabled us to be co-champs of the league with Shasheen, who we split the year with, and so it was great. It was a great game. Both teams battled hard. It was very physical, and you know, we were fortunate tie it, but it just shows, you know, my team is very resilient. They never give up. You know, they've been down, you know, four or five, six times this year by a couple goals and have found a way to come back. So I was proud of them. It was a great night.
Mark, in your experience coaching high school kids, how much does that apply toward mental toughness for kids? Because, you know, you get a blowout win or a blowout loss, that's one thing, but is there such a thing as mental toughness on a team in high school?
Yeah, I really think so. I mean, we've been in some really close games this year, you know, and you know, we were in three overtime games, which helps. We were, I think, mm-hmm. we were 1-0-2 in those games. So you know, they got to make good decisions under pressure. And we've been down. We were down to Danvers by a couple goals, down to North Reading, down to Marblehead, and we somehow find a way. And I think the kids can draw off that experience, like, hey, we've been here before, mm-hmm. and we can do it again. And I think that's definitely a mental thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious about that because, you know, it's one thing the kids are learning fundamentals, they're learning muscle memory and all this other stuff, but also, you know, the grind and the stress of a game that you really want to win, in interscholastic sports. That's cool. All right, so now the final game the other night, an important win against Latin Academy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're in ninth, ranked number nine right now. And we went into the game knowing that Pembroke, who was number eight, lost by a couple goals. So we were thinking maybe with a win we could sneak up to number eight and then end up with two home games and not have to go down to Pembroke to play them. We played a great game. Latin Academy is a tough team. They had 10 wins and another very physical game. They're tough Boston City kids, and they gave us everything we could handle. But we had a real strong second period. We scored three goals and kind of pulled away from them, and you know, again, very balanced scoring. We had five different goal scorers, so you know, we're getting goals from everywhere, and that's big. So it was nice to win that final game. You want to feel good as you're going into the postseason, and you know, we were able to get it done at home last night.
What's the chemistry of the team like for you this year, Coach?
Yeah, they're very close. You know, I mean, a lot of them grew up playing together, and you know, they all get along. I think that's a tribute to the captains. You know, we have four tremendous captains who really put the team before themselves, and I think the other kids feed off that. And you know, let's face it, you know, if we were 1-17, you know, instead of 17-1, I think the chemistry might not be as good. You know, winning cures a lot. But it's the very good kids. They've known each other for a long time. They play summer, fall together. It's great. They root for each other, and it's a special team. It really is.
You know, it's funny, Mark, that you say that because you have had it's not been all roses in your career. You've had teams that have struggled, and you've gotten satisfaction, and the kids have gotten satisfaction out of that. So it's more than winning and losing, but certainly winning helps.
Yeah, winning doesn't hurt. That's for sure. Winning, I always say winning cures all.
Exactly. All right. So I'm trying to think here now. You're going to be off for a week or so, probably.
So we qualified with the tie against Lowell Catholic. We qualified for the Mass Vocational State Championship. So the two top voc tech schools in the state play every year up at Walter Brown. So we're playing on Saturday at 5:00 at Walter Brown at BU against a team called Diamond, D-I-M-A-N, and they're also a very good team. They're 17-2.
Oh.
So we play that at 5:00 on Saturday. That would be the vocational championship, which we won last year. We beat Southeastern Voc Tech out of Plymouth, and so it's a perfect warm-up. You know, it's a nice little warm-up. A lot of coaches are scrambling to try to get a scrimmage with that week off. But, excuse me, we're fortunate enough to have that game on Saturday, and then our first tournament game will be on Thursday, and that'll be at 6:40 at Essex Tech. We just don't know who we're playing yet.
All right, what's the day? What is Thursday? What day is that? Is that
Thursday's March 2nd.
March 2nd, all right, because Linfield starts on March 1. Okay. Oh, man, my head is spinning with this stuff. All right, so we'll follow that at BU. And that's another great place to play is at BU.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We played there last year, and we won. it's really special for the kids to play. It's got a lot of tradition there, and it's big, and it's really nice, and it's special for them.
Coach, you look at Division III, and we're going to talk about this as we, you know, get into the tournament. And the North Shore schools that are represented there are teams that you are familiar with, and also, you know, they've competed very well. Certainly Linfield up there at the moment, number two, and I saw one other school, and it was at Danvers. Who the heck was it? I forget where it was. But anyway, Linfield at the moment, number two. You guys at the moment, number nine. But the seedings come out on Saturday. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would think probably Saturday. Today was the cutoff date for the MIAA to get all your games in. So I think they'll have one more final ranking, and then they'll, you know, once that final ranking comes out, you know who you're playing.
Okay.
And then we'll have an idea. But we know we definitely have a home game.
Good.
We're hoping to sneak up into that eighth spot with the win and possibly have two home games. So.
Yeah, I know what it was. It was Triton is at number 11, and North Reading is at number 25. So some good North Shore competition.
Yeah.
Mark, anything else you want to mention before we get into this Volk championship on Saturday?
No, I don't think so. You know, I'm just really proud of this team. You know, they've played 20 games and only lost one. Played some good hockey, scored a ton of goals, played good defense, and I believe when we play our best, that we can play with anybody, and I'm hoping that we start to play our best hockey in the next couple weeks.
Well, that's pretty scary if you haven't played it yet with that kind of a record. Okay. Oh, man. Hey, Mark, all right, good. We'll talk next week then, and again, congratulations, Coach. I really appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thanks again for everything, Rick.
All right, Mark, talk to you later. Good luck.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. That is Essex Tech hockey coach Mark Leonard with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.